Hello everyone, hello. This year is dedicated to Lili Nishmas, Rachel Leah, Bas, Reb Chaim Tzvi. Okay, we're going to be discussing today lessons from the four sons. One of the central parts of the Seder, of Magid, is the four sons, the Arba Banim, the Chacham, the Tam, the Rosh, and then the Elishol. And if we analyze and look into that section of Magid carefully, we'll see many, many ideas, beautiful ideas that come out of the Haggadah, come out of Magid, which we mamash can learn from in ordinary daily lives, and of course, have wonderful Divrei Torah for the Seder as well. In general, when I give these shiurim, I try to give a little a warning, a disclaimer. Use these Divrei Torah at your own risk. Many people at their own starim, they like to have Divrei Torah of 30 seconds or less. And this Divrei Torah is a little more than 30 seconds. You have to know the right way to use this these types of Divrei Torah. A lot of times there are younger children at the Seder. And anyway, when they're little kids at the Seder, they should be the focus of the Seder. Talk to the little children about the story and the miracles, etc. And so if in your family they like the shorter Divrei Torah, so save this for the meal or save this for the next day. But okay. Did we have this in my parents' family as well? That some people want the Divrei Torah a little bit shorter? Okay. So here we go. Let's discuss the four sons. One of the most fascinating questions about the four sons is to analyze the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha. See, it's interesting. The Rasha asks a question, and our response to the Rasha's question is Musar. We rebuke the Rasha. Why? Because the Rasha excludes himself in his question. What does the Rasha say? The Rasha says, Moha avodah zos lachem. What is all this work you're doing? What's all this work you're doing? So in the Haggadah, we really give the Rasha Musar. The Haggadah says, Lefi shots without me in a cloud, he removed himself, he excluded himself from the other people. The kafar b'ikir, when he was kofar b'ikir, he rejected Hashem in a sense, Rahmanul Islam. Hakei Ashinov. It's like it means you blunt his teeth. It means you give him Musar. And you, in a sense you give the Rasha Musar. Okay. So the Rasha asks his question, he asked the question the wrong way, and we give him Musar. Terrible. Okay. I mean terrible, the question is terrible. What's interesting is look at the Chacham. Look at the Chacham's question. The Chacham says, Chacham Ahulam, what does the Chacham say at the Seder? It's quoting the Psukim from the Torah. Maha Eidos, Ve'achukim, Ve'amishpatim, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu, Eschem, you. The Chacham asks, what are all of these mitzvos that Hashem commanded you, Eschem? The Chacham seems to exclude himself. What should, if the Chacham wanted to include himself, what should he have said? Instead of Eschem, what should he have said? Correct. He should have said, Osanu, from us. What are all these mitzvos that Hashem commanded us? So the Chacham says, Eschem, what are all these mitzvos that Hashem commanded you? The Chacham seems to be excluding himself just like the Rasha did. And yet, the Chacham gets a beautiful answer. We teach him halacha. We teach him the laws of Pesach. Be'ez Hashem, we might get to this later, the answer to the Chacham, what exactly the answer is all about. It's a beautiful, deep idea. But it's very striking. The Chacham also excludes himself, and he gets a nice, beautiful answer. So this is the question which the Mefarshim deal with. What's the difference between the Rasha and the Chacham? The Rasha excludes himself, and we give him sharp rebuke, sharp musar. The Chacham seems to exclude himself, we give him a beautiful, pleasant answer. Oh, this question bothered the Mefarshim. So we're going to discuss three general approaches. And from each one, we'll learn. Hopefully, we'll learn lessons for life and lessons for chinuch, etc. Okay. The simplest answer is. Some of the mefarshim say this. This is in the Machzor Vitri, and other mefarshim. The Chida points this out as well. Many mefarshim are not going to point this out. See, there are other differences between the Chacham and the Rasha. Number one, the Chacham mentions Hashem's name. Hashem says Hashem's name. So already it shows he's in the fold, he's in Am Yisrael, he's part of Am Yisrael, and further, The Chacham says, Hashem Elokeinu, our God. The Chacham is including himself. It's Hashem Elokeinu. So we see the Chacham is including himself. So this is the simplest answer, that the Chacham is part of Am Yisrael. The Chacham says, Hashem Elokeinu, and he is including himself. And therefore, when he says, Eschem, we'll explain this more in a minute, Bez Hashem, we give him the benefit of the doubt, he's not coming to exclude himself. If you want to exclude himself, why does he say Elokeinu? Elokeinu means our God. So therefore, the Chacham is in, he's asking the question the right way, fine. Therefore, he gets a good answer, as opposed to the Rasha. Now, assuming this answer is correct, and many Mefarshim say this, so then the question becomes, well, why did he say Eschem? In other words, let's grant it. The Chacham said Hashem Elokeinu. He mentioned Hashem's name, good. Elokeinu, he's including himself, good. So why did he say Eschem? So here, the Das Zakenim, Mibali Tosfos, one of the Rishonim, in Devarim Perek Vav, the question of the Chacham is in Devarim Perek Vav. He explains this briefly, and it's elaborated on more in the wonderful Sefer called Hegione Haggadah by Rav Mirsky Shlita. It's a mamish, a beautiful Sefer on the Haggadah, highly recommended. He elaborates on what the Das Zakenim says. The Das Zakenim says, Hashem Elokeinu, the Chacham's including himself. So how come he says Eschem? Because the Chacham is just being precise. And he says as follows. This is very subtle. The Rasha says, Ma ha'avoda hazos chachem. What is all this work you're doing? The work, avoda, the work, the actual mitzvah itself. Now the mitzvah, the work, applies to the Rasha too. It applies to the Father and applies to the Son. So if the Rasha says, Abba, what's all this work you do? What's this mitzvah you're doing? He's referring to the action. He's excluding himself from the action of the mitzvah. That's terrible. The Chacham doesn't refer specifically to the action of the mitzvah. The Chacham is referring to the original command of Hashem. The Chacham says, what are all of these mitzvos that Hashem, our God, commanded you? In other words, the Torah is describing that the first generation left Mitzrayim, and they received the Torah. Then that first generation of Jews has children. And now the second generation is turning and asking the first generation, Abba, what are all these mitzvos that Hashem commanded you? As far as that original command goes, that original command was said to the first generation. They were at Har Sinai. So the son is being very precise. Abba, Hashem Elokeinu, our God, commanded these mitzvos to you. Can you explain them to me? So when the Chacham says Eschem, he is just being precise. As far as the performance of the mitzvah goes, that applies equally to the Father and to the Son. So the Rasha says about the performance of the mitzvah, what's all this work you're doing? The Rasha is excluding himself from the mitzvah itself. He's rebuked. But the Chacham is referring, as far as the action, he's doing the action. He's being precise. Abba, you were at Har Sinai. Hashem gave you this command. Please explain this command to me. That's what the Chacham is asking. So it's beautiful. So the Chacham says, Hashem Elokeinu. He's including himself in the mitzvah, not excluding himself. And when he says Eschem, he's just being precise. The second generation, who wasn't at Har Sinai directly, asks the first generation, Hashem, asks his father, can you please explain to me all of these mitzvos, the commands that Hashem, our God, commanded you at Har Sinai, and then we'll do them together. That's one beautiful approach. The lesson is, we're part of Am Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. And if we have questions, we're on the inside asking about Hashem's commands. That's the first approach. That's the Machzer Victory. That's the Chidah. That's Pshat number one. Okay. Pshat number two is based on the following. You see, the questions of the four sons that the Haggadah quotes really are Psukim in the Torah. The Haggadah didn't make them up. The Haggadah quoted Psukim in the Torah. The Torah has three questions of the sons. It has the Chacham's question, the Rasha's question, and the Tam's question. Obviously, the Torah doesn't have a question for the Inner Day Elishol because the Inner Day Elishol doesn't know how to ask questions. So that's okay. So the Haggadah is building its questions off the psukim in the Torah, based on the psukim in the Torah. So the Mefarshim spend time comparing the language of the psukim in the Torah of the Chacham and Tam versus the Rasha. And from the language in the Torah, we can see subtle differences between the Chacham and the Rasha, or the Chacham and Tam versus the Rasha. And this will help explain to us why the Chacham seems to exclude himself, but he gets a nice, pleasant answer, and the Rasha doesn't. This idea that we're presenting now, the Malbim develops it in his Haggadah, and the Aruch HaShulchan develops it in his Haggadah as well, and it fits, as we'll see, with a beautiful idea from the Meshech Chachma. So it goes as follows. If you compare the Psukim, the questions of the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha, you find something very interesting. By the Chacham, the Torah says, Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Machar Lemor. It says Yish'olcha, ask, and it says Lemor. Let's start with Yish'olcha. It says Yish'olcha. By the Tam, the Torah says, Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Machar Lemor. The Tam says Yish'olcha as well. So the Chacham's question is in Devarim Perek Vav. The Tam's question is in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel. What's interesting is the Rasha's question is in Shmos Perek Yud Beis. Here's the language. V'haya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem. When your children say to you, what's all this work you're doing? So the Malbim says, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, the beautiful idea. The Chacham and the Tam are asking sincere questions. The Rasha isn't asking a question. He doesn't want an answer. He's making a statement. Sometimes a person can make a statement directly. Sometimes a person can use a rhetorical question and make an attacking statement using a rhetorical question. The Rasha isn't saying, please Abba, explain. The Rasha is saying, what's all this work you're doing? He's talking. He isn't asking. And how do we know? The Torah tells us. This is beautiful. The Torah tells us. The Chacham and the Tam are asking, Ki Yish Olcha Bin Machor Lemor. The Rosh isn't asking, he's attacking. Ki Yomru, when the Rosh says to you, what is all this work you're doing? What is this? What is this all about? Well, this is why the Chacham and the Tam get answers and the Rosh, we give him Musar. The Rosh is attacking, he's attacking the Rachman al-Litzchan. The Rosh is attacking the Masorah. He isn't asking, he isn't interested in an answer. We don't give an answer, we yell at him, we give him Musar. Oh, beautiful, deep idea from the Malbim and others. And this fits beautifully with the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, by the four sons, points out the other difference is Lemor. Fascinating. By the Chacham and the Tam, the Torah says, Yishalcha bin Chamachar, Lemor. The word Lemor is used. By the Rasha, it says, Ki Yomer Aleichem B'neichem. Doesn't say the word Lemor. Why? What does the word Lemor mean? The word Lemor has different meanings. The Meshech Chachma quotes, he quotes from, this is in the Medrash in Devarim. I think it's in the Sifri. Yeah, it's in the Sifri in Devarim, Perek Vav. He quotes the following idea. The Sifri says that one meaning of the word Lemor is to say in order to get an answer. That's what the Sifri says, that one meaning of the word Lemor is when a person is speaking and he wants to hear a response, the word Lemor is used, or when Hashem is speaking. So this fits beautifully, that by the Chacham and the Tam, where the Torah says, Ki Yish Olcha, they're asking a question, what does it also say? It says Lemor, they want a response. The Rasha, who is not asking, the Rosh who is attacking with a rhetorical question, there's no lame, it doesn't say the word Lemor. So the Malbim fits very well with this idea of the Meshech Chachma. This is a second approach to explain the difference between the Chacham and the Tam on the one hand versus the Rasha. And this explains why the Rasha receives Musar and the Chacham receives a pleasant answer. We yell at the Rosh because the Rosh isn't asking. He's attacking the Masorah Manu Litzchan. Chacham's asking. Sincere question. So if you ask a sincere question, you get an answer. But if you're just causing trouble, you're causing trouble and attacking the Masorah Manu Litzchan, that's a another deep difference between the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha. Okay. There's a third approach. The third approach is said first by the Kli Yakar, and then there's a beautiful addition that I found later in a sefer called the Sheiris Menachem. It's quoted. By the way, a lot of these sources, there's a wonderful sefer called HaSeder HaAruch. Three volumes on the Seder. HaSeder HaAruch. Wonderful sefer. It's like an encyclopedic gathering of the work, encyclopedic work on many, many issues in the Seder. So he there quotes the sefer Sheiris Menachem. So it goes as follows. So far we've discussed two differences between the Chacham and the Tam on the one hand versus the Rasha on the other. Chacham and Tam, it says Yish'olcha Lemur, and the Rasha doesn't say Yish'olcha, it says Yomu, doesn't say Lemur. There's a third difference. The third difference is the word Machar. Notice, look again. Ki by the Chacham. Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Machar Machar Lemur. By the Tam. Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Machar Lemur. They're asking tomorrow. The Rasha doesn't say Machar. Now, Pashup Shat, the word Machar means in the future. The Torah is describing, you're leaving Mitzrayim. So in the future, your children will ask you the following questions. So Pashup Shat, the literal meaning here, Machar means tomorrow. But in the context, Machar means in the future. When you get older, you'll have children. In the future, your kids will ask you. So that's how the Torah is using that's how the Torah uses the word Machar. But Machar means literally tomorrow. So the Kli Yakar says, so the Chacham and Tam are asking tomorrow. So if they're asking tomorrow, what do they do today? What do they do today, the Kli Yakar says? Today, they did the mitzvahs. And they're asking tomorrow. The Kli Yakar says that the word lemur, the word Machar in the Torah, by the Chacham and the Tam, is a hint for what major Yesod and Hashkafa? It's in the Chumash, it's a Pasuk. Correct. Nase v'nishma. This is beautiful, very subtle and very deep. The Kli Yakar says that the Chacham and the Tam, they ask tomorrow. And what happens today? Today they do the mitzvah. There is a hint in the Chumash to Nase v'nishma. And that's why the Chacham and the Tam receive a pleasant answer, and the Rasha is given rebuke, because the Chacham and Tam, they're asking the right way. This is a basic Yesod in Torah Hashkafa. The idea of Nase v'Nishma. First we do, and then we understand. The word Nishma can mean to hear. It also can mean to understand. So many Mefarshim explained, the Pashup Shat is Nase v'Nishma. First we will do, then we'll understand. For if Hashem gives a mitzvah, we do it. And then after we do the mitzvah and we accept the mitzvah, we do the mitzvah, then the next level is try to understand the mitzvah more deeply, to understand it even better. So the Kli Yakar says this is another difference between the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha, the idea of Nase v'Nishma. Now, so I saw on the Sefer HaSeder HaAruch a beautiful, very subtle diuk that he quotes there from the Sefer Sheiris Menachem. I'm not aware of what that sefer is, but he says the following idea. If you look at the end of Magid, when the Haggadah is discussing at the end of Magid, at the end of Magid, we say, why do we eat the Karban Pesach and Pesach Shanu Olkim and Matzah V'mar? Why do we eat this? And we quote the Psukim. It's interesting. What's the language of the Haggadah? This is the language. Matzah Zu Shanu Olkim Al Shuma. That's the language. At the end of Magid, when we get to the main part, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, these are the three things you have to say at the Seder. Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. This is the essence of the story, to talk about why we have the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, why the mitzvah of Matzah, why the mitzvah of Maror. So the Haggadah says, Matzah zu shanu ochlim al shumma. Now, in Hebrew, if you want to ask, why do we eat matzah, you could also say, Lama anu ochlim matzah b'layla zu. Why do we eat matzah tonight? That would be one normal way of asking the question. That's not what it says. It doesn't say, Lama anu ochli matzah b'olai lazu. Why do we eat matzah tonight? Rather, it says, Matzu shonu ochlim al shumma. The Sheirish Menachem says the following beautiful idea. The Haggadah wants to be very precise. The Haggadah wants to hone in a nasev and nishma. If I say to you, why do we eat matzah? Lama anu ochli matzah? That question can be interpreted either the right way, meaning I'll eat the matzah, please explain why. Or that question could be the wrong way. What are we eating matzah tonight for? I don't know if I want to eat matzah so fast. So the normal way to ask the question, the standard way to ask the question, could be interpreted the right way or the wrong way. But we want to make sure that the Haggadah is crystal clear. We want to make sure that in the Haggadah we ask the question the right way with nasev and nishma. So what does the Haggadah say? Matzu shanu ochim. This matzah that we're eating. Statement. Kama al shumma. Please explain why. It's a beautiful subtlety. It's a beautiful subtlety. The eating of the matzah is not part of the question. The eating of the matzah is not part of the question. It's a given. It's a statement. Matzah zusha ono ochlin, kama al shumma. Please tell me why. So the Mefarshim say that the way we ask the question in Magid is very subtly also teaching us Nasev and Nishma. So what the Kliyukr says is hinted at by the word Machar earlier, that the Chacham and Tam ask tomorrow. They do it today, they ask tomorrow. That same idea of Nasev and Nishma is being hinted at later in the way the Haggadah asks the question. Let me just say one more time, just to get it clear. If you ask in Hebrew, Lama no ochli matzah, b'lai lazu, why are we eating matzah tonight? So that question could be interpreted, yeah, you know, I'm eating matzah, tell me why. Or it can be interpreted, why are we eating matzah tonight? One second, why are we doing this? And maybe, well, I'm not sure I want to do this. Like, you know, the eating of the matzah is part of the question. But no, the Haggadah says, matzah zusha anu ochlim, the matzah which we're eating, that's a given, that's a statement, al shumma. So again, in the Haggadah itself, we find this beautiful, subtle reference for nasev and nishma. Oh. And this is a major yesod in Torah Hashkafa. This is Nasev and Ishma. And the Haggadah is teaching us that the Chacham and the Tam are asking the questions the right way. This is the way a Torah Jew is supposed to ask the questions. I do what Hashem commands, and then beyond that, I'm going to ask for the reasons why. And this actually makes a lot of sense. This has to be explained as follows. I once heard the following mashal from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Gazatzal, and I want to take his mashal and go a little further. It's like this. We do mitzvos because Hashem commanded us. Hashem commanded us to do mitzvos. Even if we don't understand, we do the mitzvah anyway. Why? Why? Because we trust Hashem. Hashem says the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. The mashal is you go to a doctor, and a doctor prescribes a medicine. All right, a certain vitamin, a certain type of penicillin. Most people, I'll tell you a vitamin. Most people don't understand why the chemical makeup of this vitamin helps for this problem. A person's having a problem with one area of life. The doctor says, take this vitamin. All right, take the vitamin. Why did you take the vitamin? Well, because you've built up trust in the doctor. The doctor spent so many years in school. That's one reason why doctors put all of their diplomas on the wall, because you have to trust them. You trust them with your health, your physical health. Okay, so we trust our doctors, and we take the vitamins. Some people might be intrigued or interested. They'll ask questions, they'll do research, and they'll figure out why this. Okay, fine. Most people don't. They trust the doctor, they take the vitamin. So mitzvos are like vitamins. If you trust your doctor, then kal v'chomer a billion times over, you trust Hashem. If Hashem gives a mitzvah, yeah, I'm going to do it. It's healthy for me religiously. It's healthy for me emotionally, psychologically, physically. It's good for me. Mitzvahs are good for you. Mitzvahs are like vitamins. Mitzvahs are like vitamins. That they're good for you. You do them because Hashem said so. Okay. Now, Rav Aaron said as follows. The word ta'am in Hebrew has two meanings. Ta'am means reason, and ta'am means flavor. Tet ayin, reason and flavor. Reason and taste. So what's the idea? So Rav Aaron said like this, that the reason for the mitzvah is not the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is, I do what Hashem commands. Why? Because Hashem said so. Period. That's why I do the mitzvah. But the reason adds flavor to the mitzvah. When a Jew understands the mitzvah, you get more into it, you get more excited about it, you know the ins and outs of the reason, why it makes sense, and it fits, and it talks to you more. When you understand the reasons for the mitzvah, it, in a sense, adds flavor to the mitzvah. You enjoy it more. You get more a geshmak. You get more into the mitzvah. That's why the word mitzvah, that's why the word ta'am, reason, means flavor. It isn't the essence. It's just adding flavor. Mitzvos are like vitamins. But mitzvos with the reasons, mitzvos, when I understand the reasons for the mitzvos, what are they like? Correct. They're like Flintstones vitamins. Flintstones vitamins, they taste good. What an idea. The kids like taking them. Flintstones, take five. They take a lot of vitamins. They enjoy them. That's the pshat. Mitzvos are like vitamins. Mitzvos with reasons are like Flintstones vitamins. When you understand the reason for the mitzvah, they taste better. You enjoy it more. You get more into the mitzvah. That's Na'aseh v'nishma. I do the mitzvah because Hashem said so. It's a vitamin. It's good for me. When I understand the nishma, I understand the reason for the mitzvah, then it's deeper, I understand it better, I'm more into it, it tastes better. It's like Flintstones vitamins. And so the Kli Yakar says that's the difference between the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha. The Rasha is asking, and it sounds in the Rasha, like the Rasha is saying, I'm not doing this till I get a good explanation. The Chacham and the Tam, they ask tomorrow. What's the remez? They ask tomorrow because today, they did it without asking. Na'aseh v'nishma. So this is a third difference, a very crucial difference, between the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha. Ravad Yosef Shlita in his Sfarim quotes a nice remez for Na'aseh v'nishma. When men put on tefillin, first they put on the tefillin shel yad on the arm, then the shel rosh on the head. The yad, that's where we do things. We do mitzvahs with it. We do actions with our hands. The head, that's where you think. That's where you understand more deeply. That's Na'aseh v'nishma. Beautiful idea. Na'aseh first, and then nishma. It's good to understand the reasons. That's what the Seder is all about. The whole Seder, we encourage our kids to ask questions. At the Seder, we do so many things to provoke the kids to ask questions. That's wonderful. So they're supposed to ask. But the lesson of the Seder is Na'aseh v'nishma. Do the mitzvah today, and then ask and analyze and go deeper to understand the reasons for the mitzvahs. Learn the Sefer Achinuch, learn the reasons for mitzvahs, to have a deeper understanding. So this is a third difference between the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha. So that's one beautiful, famous idea, famous approach, that again, that the Rasha excludes himself, and he's given Musar. The Chacham also seems to exclude himself, he's given a pleasant answer. Why? We developed three approaches, and each of the three approaches has lessons for us. That's one idea about the four cents at the Seder. Okay. Now let's go on. There's another idea here, and let's now hone in on the answer to the Chacham. Let's spend some time analyzing and thinking about the answer to the Chacham at the Seder. The answer actually is very strange. Not strange as in weird, but strange as in striking. The word strange has two meanings, strange as in weird, and strange as in striking. The Torah normally isn't weird, but some things in the Torah are striking. They stand out at you. So strange as in strike. So let's see. So we already explained. The Chacham asks this question. He asks his father very nicely. Mo'edos ve'achukim ve'amishpatim. What are all these mitzvahs that Hashem our God commanded you? Okay, here's the answer. Ve'af, and even also, ata amorlo, say to your son, Hilchos Pesach, ein maftir nach Pesach afikomen. You say to your son, the laws of Pesach, don't eat after the afikomen. That's the answer to the Chacham. Okay. So let's really raise four kashas. Like there are four kashas of the Seder, the Manish, four kashas. So let's ask our own four kashas on the answer that we give to the Chacham. Number one, this isn't the answer the Torah gives. The Torah, in Dvarim Perek Vav, quotes the Chacham's question and gives an answer. The answer is, v'amarta levincha, avadim hayinu lufar b'mitzrayim. We were avadim to Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, etc. So it's strange. How come in the Haggadah, we don't give the Chacham the answer the Torah gives? That's a good question. Okay. Question one. Question two is the word va'af. Va'af is a very strange way to begin an answer. And also, teach him this. Someone says to you, what time is it? Oh, also it's 3:30. What? It's a weird way to start an answer. Va'af. Why are you starting with the word va'af? And even say this. It's the first thing you're saying. That's good question number two. Question number three, clearly, we're teaching the Chacham about the Hilchos Pesach. So why does it mention Eim Aftir and Ach Pesach Afikoman? Don't eat after the Afikoman. It's Aser to eat after the Afikoman. Of all the halachos to teach, why that one? This is an interesting question. The prohibition, one is not supposed to eat other food after the Afikoman because you're supposed to have the taste of the Afikoman in your mouth. You don't eat after the Afikoman. It's a din derabban. There are so many dinim deraisa at the Seder. Why do we choose this, you know, relatively obscure din derabbanan? So question to me is, of all the things to teach the Chacham, why this halacha? And finally, question four, and this is like the fundamental question here. Question four is, where's the story? The mitzvah at the Seder is, the mitzvah is Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, teach your children the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tell them the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's very nice that the father wants to teach his son halachas Torah, teach him Hilchos Pesach. Very nice. But the mitzvah tonight is a story. There's a mitzvah. Teach your kids the story. So why in the world, in the Haggadah, this is the Chacham. The Chacham is knowledgeable. He's ready to hear. He's ready to get the answers. And the answer we give the Chacham, we don't tell him the story. This question really has two parts. A, where's the story? And B, the flip side is, how is this part of the story? Teach him Hilchos Pesach. The mitzvah is to tell the story. The mitzvah is not to teach Torah. The mitzvah is to tell the story. That's a fundamental question. Why don't we tell the Chacham the story? These are our four questions. Question one, why don't we give the answer of the Torah? Question two, what is the meaning of the word va'af? Question three, why do we focus on Hilchos Afikoman? And question four, where's the story? That's the main mitzvah tonight. Oh. So it goes as follows. The first two questions really answer each other. And this is what the Malbim says. The Malbim says in his Parash on the Haggadah that the word ve'af teaches us, it's a hint, that something else comes first. And also say this. The Malbim says, what comes first? What comes first? Correct. What the Torah says. The Torah says, teach your son, avadim hayinu lefar, we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. The Malbim says, that's obvious we tell him, we say what the Torah says. Of course, say what the Torah says. That's a given. The Haggadah didn't even have to mention it. Va'af is a hint. First, teach your son what the Torah says. The basic story, avadim hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim. And then also go on to teach him the laws of Pesach. So that's very nice. With the Malbim, the first two questions answer each other. Question one, why don't we give the Torah's answer? The answer is we do. Why do we start with Va'af? Va'af is a hint. First, say what the Torah says, and then go on to say, teach him the laws of Pesach. That's very nice. Okay. Now, why the Afikoman? Here are the different approaches. So here, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal the Rav, he liked to quote the Rishon Rishonim say, that's as follows. The halacha of not eating after the Afikoman happens to be mentioned at the very end of Maseches Pesachim. It's one of the last Mishnayos in the Masechta. So some of the Rishonim say, the Ritva sounds like this, some of the Rishonim say that it doesn't mean you teach him only this halacha, don't eat after the Afikoman. Rather, it means you teach him all of Hilchos Pesach, learn halacha at the Seder, up to and including, don't eat after the Afikoman. The Rav used to quote, some of the Rishonim had a girsa, they had a version, it says, Afata moral hilchos Pesach ad until ein rav tirnach Pesach afikom, until that halacha. So if you have that girsa, it certainly means this. Even if you don't have that version, still it could mean this. So this is the approach we're going to take. Other mefarshim learn differently. Other mefarshim say the afikomen is the din derabanan. So dafka emphasized the din derabanan to show the importance of mitzvah derabanan as well. Okay. But the Rav would go with this approach. Teach him all vilchus Pesach, up to and including don't eat after the afikomen. That's a nice answer for the third question. Fine. So we've established, the Chacham asked the question, what do you do? First you tell him the basic story. Avadim hayinu farbim mitzrayim. Very nice. Then you go on to teach him va'af. You also teach him the laws of Pesach. All the laws of Pesach, up to including don't eat after the afikomen. Very nice. But question four is still there. How is this part of the story? The mitzvah at the Seder is to tell your children the story. So why am I teaching them Hilchos Pesach? Especially this approach. All of Hilchos Pesach. Go through the whole Masechta. Teach them all of Hilchos Pesach at the Seder. Why? How does that fit in with the story? The mitzvah is Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik developed the following idea. Basic Yesod and Torah Hashkafa as follows. The Rav explained as follows. The direct goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalas HaTorah, Matan Torah on Har Sinai. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in order to give us the Torah. We have to understand that Pesach is linked to Shavuos. When you're celebrating Pesach, you're supposed to be thinking about Matan Torah. Already the Chinuch says this. The mitzvah Shin Vav, the Sefer HaChinuch, discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. You count from the second day of Pesach till Shavuos. Why? What's the idea of counting? Counting shows the link, the Chinuch explains. From Pesach to Shavuos, the whole goal, the purpose, the Iker purpose of Tachlis, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was to get the Torah on our Sinai. So when you count from Pesach to Shavuos, that shows the link. You're counting from one to the other. They're connected. The whole point is, Pesach, we left Mitzrayim, we were free physically. We weren't totally free spiritually. We didn't have the full freedom until we received the Torah on Har Sinai. The Chinuch quotes the Pasuk. Hashem says this to Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu was, Hashem's talking to Moshe at the Sneh. Hashem says to Moshe in Perek Gimel of Shmos, that when you leave Mitzrayim, Tavdun Oti Al HaRazeh, they'll serve Hashem on this mountain, Har Sinai. So from the very beginning, back in Shmos, Perek Gimel, Hashem says to Moshe, he mentions Matan Torah right there about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim leads up to Kabbalas HaTorah. That's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Oh. So this means that if you want to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way to tell the story has to include also what? What do you have to include? What do you have to include? You have to include Matan Torah on Har Sinai. What is Matan Torah? The Rav explained, Matan Torah is halachos. Keep the mitzvos. Do what Hashem commands. So part of the story of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, and we're obligated to do the mitzvot that Hashem commands us. If you're writing a book called Exodus, the Jews leave Egypt, the last chapter of the book would be, well, not to the last chapter, one of the last chapters would be Matan Torah on Har Sinai. It's connected, it's part of the story. It isn't a new thing, it's part of the story. That's the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, that's the Chinuch. That's what Hashem says to Moshe at the Sneh. So therefore, we want to bring the idea of Matan Torah into the Seder itself. The Chacham is a Talmud Chacham. He can learn, he can handle the higher, the more difficult ideas. So to the Chacham, we tell the basic story, yes, and we say, you know what, Chacham? We left Mitzrayim in order to get the Torah on Har Sinai. And the Torah means mitzvos. And let's now spend time learning Hilchos Pesach. This is part of the story. of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're going to learn Hilchos Pesach, all of Hilchos Pesach. Beautiful, it's a beautiful answer. This is the story. Teaching halacha, learning Hilchos Pesach is considered part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we, to the Chacham, who can handle, who can understand it, we teach Hilchos Pesach. To the Tam, we tell the basic story. The Tam isn't ready for all this, but to the Chacham, he's ready for the higher, for more, for the full story. We teach him the mitzvos, the halachos as well. The Rav went on to say, this might explain something else. And what the Rav said here, this happened a lot, by the way. The Rav would say his own very creative ideas, and later his Talmidim would find that things the Rav said are mamash in the Rishonim. And this next vort the Rav said is found in the Sefer Shiboleh Halekit. This happens a lot when you're a great gadol, a great gaon, and you're a very deep thinker. This happened a lot with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, didn't have all the Rishonim. And he would say ideas, and later they'd find it, it's in the Rishonim. Before the four sons at the Seder, there is a very interesting paragraph. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasin Tavim Ha'isho Baruch Hu. We say this little paragraph before the four sons. Why? What's it doing there? So there are different shatim that the Mefarshim give. So the Rav said as follows, you know, what does it sound like? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas Santar L'Maiso Baruch Hu. What does it sound like? Correct. It sounds like Birchos HaTorah. That's the language. Baruch Shanas Santar L'Maiso Baruch Hu. It seems like we're saying like a miniature version of Birchos HaTorah at the Seder. Okay. Why? And by the way, this word the Rav said, it's in the Shiboleh Halekit. Shiboleh Halekit says this, it's like Birchos HaTorah. Why? So the Rav said the following idea, that when there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, correct. There's another, but when we learn, and we say Birchos HaTorah when we learn Torah. In the morning we say Birchos HaTorah, we learn Torah, Birchos HaTorah for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But when we perform the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a new way, with a new additional kiyum, I'm doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with a new additional element, we say a new Birchos HaTorah. For example, when a man gets an aliyah, go to shul, when they learn from the Torah, they say Birchos HaTorah. Why do I say Birchos HaTorah again? You said Birchos HaTorah in the morning. So Reb Chaim explained that when you get an aliyah, and you're teaching Torah berabim, there's a minyan, yet you need a minyan for learning. You're using the chefs of the Sefer Torah itself. So I'm performing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a more advanced way with an additional kiyum, an additional element. This is a formal mitzvah Talmud Torah berabim. Different new Birchos HaTorah. So the Rav said at the Seder, when you're teaching your son the laws of Pesach, what you're doing is, it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah which has been injected and it's coupled with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm teaching Torah with an additional kiyum. It's like a new type of Talmud Torah with an additional kiyum of the mitzvah of the story. And that's why Chazal said, put in a new Birchos HaTorah. Put in a new Birchos HaTorah, a miniature version of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. A beautiful idea to explain that striking introduction to the four sons. So this is Rav Salvechik's approach to the answer to the Chacham at the Seder. First, we tell the basic story. Yes. Then we also go on to teach them the laws of Pesach, up to and including don't eat after the Afikomen. How is that part of the story? Because that's the whole point. The point of leaving Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. And therefore, we want to bring Matan Torah into the Seder. How does one bring Matan Torah into the Seder? We bring it into the Seder by teaching halacha. Matan Torah means mitzvahs. You do what Hashem commands. And that is how teaching the laws of Pesach to the Chacham becomes part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a fundamental lesson at the Seder. We have to remind ourselves and teach our children that the direct goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah on Har Sinai. Hashem didn't take us out of Mitzrayim to be free and wander around. It was to be free to serve Hashem. And we're only free to serve Hashem once we have the Torah on Har Sinai. This has to be emphasized over and over again, that freedom in Yadus means the freedom to use our abilities to serve Hashem. And that is what's happening here, according to how the Rav explained, in the answer to the Chacham at the Seder, that the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim concludes with the mitzvos of don't eat after the Afikomen. Oh. So this is a second idea about the Seder, a deeper analysis of the answer to the Chacham at the Seder. The four kashas on the answer to the Chacham at the Seder, and we've answered the four kashas with this overall approach, culminating with the Rav's idea that teaching Torah at the Seder becomes part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Just one more point. After the Seder is over, there's a halach in the Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to continue going after the Seder is over, keep on going, and discuss Yetziat Mitzrayim the whole night until you fall asleep. That's what it says. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's from the Tosefta quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting that some of the sources don't say one is obligated to tell the story the whole night until you fall asleep, even after the Seder is over. But rather, the language is one chayav adam lasalos behilchos Pesach, learn the halachas of Pesach the whole night until you fall asleep. Very striking. Very striking language. Some versions are that after the Seder is over, keep on learning Hilchos Pesach the whole night until you fall asleep. Why? So they say in the name of the Brisker Rav, that's Rav Salvechik's uncle, the same idea that we see in this language of the Tosefta, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that part of the story is learn the halachos. So when the Seder is over, keep on going, keep on telling the story more and more. How? By learning not just the story, but learning Hilchos Pesach. That's another aspect of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So based on this whole approach, again, the punchline for us is we have to recognize the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai and become free to serve Hashem. And that's one major, major theme of the Seder. Okay, well, we'll stop here.